Hi everyone, I'm Fernando Campos, B3's Investor Relations Associate Director, and welcome to B3's podcast to discuss the fourth quarter results of 2022. I'm here with André Milanez, our CFO, and I would like to begin questioning about the macro context for the quarter and the operational results and revenues.
Thanks, Fernando, and welcome everybody to our podcast. Fernando, I think in Brazil, even though we still saw interest rates at a very high level, we had a very strong quarter influenced by the elections with a lot of volatility. In the cash equities market, has helped us with boosting the volumes in October and November. And even though we had four less trading days than in the third quarter, we closed the quarter with an average daily trading volume of R$32 billion reais. So very healthy volumes, which were helped by this volatility after the election and before the election, actually. And perhaps another thing to highlight was a small reduction that we saw on margins, on the average margins, especially in December, which was a result of higher volume of index options exercise, which part of it is not charged in terms of revenue, and therefore an effect of mix in that month, particular month, which does not represent any changes to our pricing schedule. Volatility has also helped our listed derivatives business with strong volumes during the quarter. The scenario with higher interest rates has also helped the OTC segment. And in technology and data, besides the growth that we have already been seeing in previous quarters, given the growth in the number of funds and inflation, price inflation adjustments, I think it's also worth highlighting the performance of Neoway, that for the fourth quarter in a row has accelerated its revenue growth.
But we saw margins that were pressured a little bit by expenses. Can you give more details on the increase of expenses?
Well, during this quarter, we typically have some acceleration in terms of expenditure during the last quarter of the year. In this particular one, besides that, let's say, more usual behavior, we have also some non-recurring items that have impacted the quarter. We had impacts coming from a project that we had conducted. We discussed with investors and analysts before to review our current structure and make the company more agile. That has led to a number of reductions in terms of our personnel. So the termination costs have impacted our personnel line, as well as the costs associated with the consultancy firm that was hired to help with this project, also have impacted our third-party services expense line. We also had expenses related to the acquisition of Neurotech that we announced at the end of last year. So all the costs and fee associated with advisors and everyone involved in that helped during the deal has also been recognized during the quarter. So besides those non-recurring items, I think we are still seeing the implications of what we discussed before as well, which is a kind of a migration of expenses that were previously being capitalized, now being recognized as expenses, and also an increase in our technology expenses with cloud and other things.
And how about the payout during the quarter?
Well, the payout strategy remains the same. We have declared and distributed a total of 1.3 billion reais during the quarter between share buybacks, interest on capital, and dividends. And here, I think it's worth highlighting that over the last 3 years, B3 has distributed to its shareholders around 17 billion reais, as I said, between buybacks, interest on capital, and dividends. And through buybacks has acquired roughly 6% of its market cap or total outstanding shares, which is quite a significant amount.
And finally, there any other highlights that are non-financial that you'd like to comment on?
Well, some updates maybe here. Neurotech, the acquisition that was announced at the end of last year, we already received approval from the antitrust authority here in Brazil, but still waiting for the approval of the Securities Commission for the transaction to be finally concluded. We do expect that to take place over the next few weeks. That's our expectation. We also announced the acquisition of Datastock last year. That has been concluded, and we are now working on the integration and acceleration of the business according to the initial business plan. And I think finally, it's also worth highlighting the progress that we have been making in the development of our large trading block facility. Not only the developments in terms of technology, but the discussions with the regulator with the final details that have that are yet to be decided, so we can start operating our platform.
Thank you, André, very much. And just to remind everyone that the audio for this podcast is available at B3's IR website. Thank you.
Thank you.